Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. A bright sunny day. Praise the Lord, we've had so much weather. Snowed in, iced in, couldn't get here, couldn't get there, but we're here today. And really it's my first opportunity to share some of these things with you. On New Year's Day, January 1st, 2014, in the evening, we were led of the Lord to meet in Collinsville, Oklahoma, at a glorious church fellowship on North 19th Street, and seek the Lord. Now, as we waited on the Lord for the year and to hear from Him, He gave me an outline for that service. I began with what He gave me yesterday, 2014. First point, Roman numeral 1, what I know about 2014. And I went through the signs of the times that will be in the heavens, the blood moon trads, the solar eclipses, Shemitah year cycle, signs in the nations. Now this is Roman numeral number 2. What I have heard about 2014. That means what I've heard from the Lord in italics. I put it in my letter, which I'm just writing and sending out. And if you are not on my mailing list and you want a copy of this letter, just give us your name and address, your email, etc. Now here's what I heard from the Lord. The first thing I ever heard about the year, in 2014, the church must don glory. In the 1970s, I received a revelation from the Lord about the glory of the Lord. In that revelation, accompanied by vision, I saw that the bride the Lord comes for will be, quote, a glorious church, end quote. Ephesians 5:17. With that background and that revelation, which really, it's almost all I preached for years and years, the glorious church. I heard that this year, His body, His bride, must put on glory. And so here's a word as I was praying one day. This is not the only word I've received from Him, but this is one word that has a little innuendo in it to us. And here, I'm giving it to you right now. 2014, walk in my spirit this year as never before. I will lead you, for only I have walked this way before. Into the glory we will go, head and body. In the glory, you will see and know. And then there was a person that had seen quite a few visions of Jesus. He'd been born again out of the Muslim community after having seen a vision. And so then periodically, not every day, but every so often, he'll see Jesus. So he told me one of the recent appearances. So I went to the Lord and asked about it. Does He really? And here's what the Lord answered me. In the very same word where He said, 2014, walk in my spirit this year as never before. I will lead you, for only I have walked this way before. Into the glory we will go. In the glory you will see and know. Yes, blank, hears and sees me. But more blessed is he who sees not and believes. Do you think I saw visions constant when I walked below? No. But I saw and heard as you can. I'd asked the Lord about that man, and in asking about it, I'm quite sure that in the back of my mind, though I didn't voice it to the Lord, was the questions, why don't I see the Lord as often as he does? And the last part of his vision provoked me to meditation, because the Bible says Jesus did nothing unless he saw the Father do it. He said nothing unless he heard the Father say it. If he had walked by open vision, he would have been walking by sight and not by faith. We are told to walk as he walked. Now, if he walked by open vision, then how can we walk as he walked if we don't have open visions every day? So I meditated about it and I thought about what he said. We can see and hear as he did. However Jesus heard the Lord, however Jesus saw the Lord, Billy Brim can do it the same way. But Billy Brim will have to do what Jesus did. I remember in the Word of God, especially since we're going over to the Galilee, I wonder which mountain it would say, he went and prayed all night, the night before he chose the 12. And when I read that in the Bible, I think, which mountain was it, Lord? Because I'm, you know, somewhat familiar with those mountains. We're going to be living over there on one of them. And so he went apart and prayed to hear the Lord. Then, number three, the Lord gave me a message. And, of course, for that night in Collinsville, January 1st, 2014, and the message was this: we must hear his voice and obey. When the Lord was giving me the message that day in my hotel room, and I wrote it down the notes, he called to my remembrance a phrase that is repeated in four scriptures. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. That phrase is in Psalm 95, 7 and 8, Hebrews 3, 7 and 8, Hebrews 3, 7 and 8, and 3, 15, and 4, 7. Four scriptures which say, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Now, I remembered when I got this scripture that day, I remembered something that happened to me one time a long time ago when I lived in Collinsville. And the Lord took me through the book of Hebrews, just like a lightning. As fast as I could turn the page, I could read the whole chapter and things stood out to me. And what stood out to me that day reading Hebrews was God speaks. Now listen to the first two verses. Chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers in the prophets, he hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. And then reading all, going over into it, but this verse stood out to me in chapter 3. Wherefore, verse 7, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Verse 15, same chapter. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Chapter 4, verse 7. Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So if we take that and divide it and emphasize what it says, first word, today, right now, 2014, God speaks. People can hear his voice today. It didn't just happen in the Old Testament when the prophets heard his voice. It didn't just happen with Jesus. It didn't just happen with the book of Acts. In fact, right over in the book of Revelation, talking to churches, he says, hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Today, right now, in this day, we can hear God. If is the next word. Hearing God's voice is conditional. If. That means you can choose. You've got a chooser. You can choose whether or not you want to hear God's voice. Today, if you will, it's up to us. It's according to our will. Every single one of us is made with something inside us that keeps us from being Pinocchios, puppets, automaton. What keeps us from that? We have a will. I can choose. I, Billy Brim, can choose if I want to hear God's voice or not. And I'm going to hear it if I choose to and do something else. But I will not hear it if I choose not to hear it. Some people in the Old Testament said, we don't want to hear it. Let Moses hear it and he can tell us. Today, if you will, it's up to us, it's according to our will, hear his voice, harden not your hearts. So his voice is speaking right now today. I've got my choice if I want to tune my receiver to that voice or not. He has a plan for Billy Brim. He revealed it to the Holy Ghost. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, who shows me things to come and speaks to me what he hears in the council rooms of heaven, according to John 14, 15, 16. The Holy Ghost speaks the voice and will of God. And I can hear it, if I will. But the next verse tells me how to hear it. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. What's the opposite of harden? If something's soft, hard, soft, hard, tender. And I like the way that that's translated to us in Ephesians chapter 4. My mind, in fact, the day that God was giving me this lesson, it went right back to the book of the glorious church, the book of Ephesians. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, gave the glorious theology of the new creation reality that we are seated in the heavenlies at the right hand of the Father in our risen and seated Lord and Savior. The present realities of our redemption are given us in that theology and the future glory. Then, as in accordance with what Judaism well knows, he gives us the halakha. Halak in Hebrew means walk. He gives us the walk, how you walk it. If chapter 1, 2, and 3 is true and you're seated at the right hand of the Father and God has all these wonderful things, how do you do it? How do you walk it? Ephesians 4, 32, be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving. Tender-hearted, forgiving. Today, if you would hear his voice, harden not your heart. Be tender-hearted, forgiving, and then you're in a position to hear. If you would like to have a free CD of that service in Collinsville, January 1st, we will mail it to you completely free. We'll even pay the shipping. You just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request it. January 1st, Collinsville message, but you'll have to say you heard it on the radio. Otherwise, there'll be a charge for it. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 and request it. Shalom.